I want to thank you, Dewberry, for a very thoughtful, respectful, and critical contribution. Very welcome, much appreciated. And I want to suggest some priorities. Nothing novel, but I think they're very important. One is go out on a limb and see what you can do, and I'm willing to work with you, to help this body be more productive and contributive to the station. Because it's actually in some degree a negative force, I'm sorry to say. That isn't because there aren't good people and bright people and well-meaning people. They are. But we need a kind of help, say, through mediation, through some, like a symphony conductor, so there's some harmony as against the disharmony and the dysfunction. It's a high priority. The other, of course, is to improve programming. That's another key priority. We have a lot of ideas here. We need to sort them out collectively, collaboratively, so an experiment, listen to feedback. So it's doable, it's not easy. And no one person can do it, no one person. But unless we have a more collaborative, respectful collection of input from the body here, it tends to be more dysfunctional than functional, even with the best intentions of all, or at least most of the people there. And we can perhaps take a chance, go out on the land and help on that. I'm only helping on that. And on the programming as well. We need to improve our dealing with each other.
I have 3 points, Bailey. First thing is, I would like someone on the LSD board to make a motion sometime, not necessarily today, that there's a time limit for each LSD person who wants to talk, so they don't ramble on, and there's no favoritism of some versus others. Some are shut up, some are allowed to speak forever and ever, and I get tied up listening, so I'm wondering whether that could be done. I have said there is no time limit set at this point. You figure it out. That's not for me, but it really is dysfunctional. Secondly, I heard 2 people say that they came just because of the budget, and I'm wondering how come if they only come for the budget, why are they on the LSD and not come regularly on time? They were an hour late, each one. Another thing, I believe that everybody should have their own opinion and not be told they can't have it. Opposite, different, odd, unliked opinion. If we don't like their opinion, tough shit for us. If we do like their opinion, that's nice, but we should not regulate everybody's opinion by saying they can't say what they want to say or what they think. They have the permission. That's what KPSA says it does, but it does not do. It is not free speech. It is very slanted speech. That's okay for some, but it's not why we get... Well, you
20 seconds, please.
Thank you. The last part is we don't have name cards out today for some reason, which is another... problem
for me. I don't remember people's names. I don't see you too often, luckily. Thank you. Hi, Dave Johnson. I'm a community advisory board facilitator at the station. And I wanted to ask if we could put a small amount of money into cab operations, even a couple $100. Our cab chair, Deli, has asked me to relay that. Members have been doing quite a bit of individual outreach on their own, and actually we haven't been getting compensated. We've even been printing up our own program schedules because we can't get enough program schedules to hand out at cab meeting. And the next thing I'd like to mention is that, of course, all of our cab reports have surveys from people that attend cab meetings. They're on the website, and we write them, and we talk about programming. And with very few exceptions, I think, with only possibly one or two exceptions, I'm constantly told things like, we haven't listened to the station, this is really great, I started listening to the station, oh, I love this particular program, oh, I love the fact that you have Ralph Nader on, oh, I love this new program that's come on. We very, very, very rarely ever have anyone come up and say anything other than a positive comment. We get very little, oh, this programming sucks. And we've written this in all the cab reports, and they're posted up on the website. And we've done a lot of individual outreach that are not cab meetings, like attending the Labor Day event down in Wilmington. We've gone to MLK in Pasadena. We've gone to several PDA meetings. And we just constantly get told things like, gosh, I wish you had more Tom Hartman. I wish we had more Tom Hartman.
Thank you very
much. All the liberal programs
that you run. All the PM.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
May I make a few final comments before I leave?
Yeah.
I'll keep it brief with this.
I'm just pointing out it's 427.
Yeah. First, I want to express my gratitude for y'all, you know, coming out, sharing your comments, asking questions, putting my feet to the fire, you know, to be the best interim general manager I can be. I think that the station deserves. Look, we all want a better TPFK, and I think if we work together, you know, there's strength in numbers in a nice, collaborative, cohesive, and respectful manner. I don't think that's out of the realm of a far-fetched dream. I'm here to help facilitate that. You know, once again, I'm going to continue to say that. But on that note, I'd like to leave you all with a question I've been asking around the station. Where do you want the station to be at the end of 2015? What is it that KPFK can achieve that you can say, you know what, KPFK had a successful year? I'm looking for those answers because I want to conduct the actions to reach, you know, to achieve those goals. So again, where do you want KPFK to be a year from now? What is success? What does success mean to you, or how do you define success when KPFK achieves it, or how it should achieve it? With that note, thank you all for allowing me to talk and engage with you all. If y'all, for members in the audience, you can reach me at igm@kpfk.org. My extension is 203 at the station. My door is certainly open. I look forward to working with y'all in a greater capacity. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so we had about five people who wanted to make additional comments. It's 4:30. I think everybody might have to sit behind, but that long at their normal ending time. I'm going to get a sense of the body as to what you...
I'd move to adjourn.
I think we need to set the next LSB meeting date. Before we adjourn.
Yes.
In the other meeting.
Are you going to call me?
Okay.
I'd like to move to cancel the, or to move rather, to postpone the, not to postpone either, to move. The October 15th meeting to October 18th following the delegates assembly. I'm going to call here. Anyone seconding?
Second.
Okay.
What day of the week is that?
That would be a Saturday.
Saturday.
Oh. The next schedule meeting is Wednesday, October 15th. There's also a delegate assembly on Saturday. So that's the regular. That's the regular LSP meeting is scheduled normally for Wednesday night, and saying we're scheduled for the Saturday following a delegate assembly that was scheduled for the 18th.
As opposed to having two meetings in the same week.
Got it.
Hey.
Is there any objection?
So when will it be?
That would be on the 18th following the delegate assembly that's scheduled for the 18th, Saturday the 8th, October 18th, instead of Wednesday, October 15th. The Delegates Assembly is the same body wearing a different hat, as you recall. We're elected officially as delegates, and then we become the legislation board. Okay, so seeing no objection to that. related to what?
Related to our discussion about how to build more participation with the KPFK. Just one of the ideas to help promote and resonate with our community. I want to have a motion requesting an LSB endorse the struggle of low-wage workers for $15 in a union and encourage programmers and staff working on news, calendar, and online visibility and general broadcasting to dramatically increase the coverage of the issues surrounding the fight for a $15 minimum wage in L.A.
Right.
Here.
Okay.
Here. what are we going to do with the budget? I mean, are you want to vote on it? What do you want to do?
We didn't get a motion on the floor.
I don't know.
We're having a budget discussion, and you know the MFC is going to make this budget in a week or so. So either you know everybody here doesn't have any opinions that they want for approval or changes.
Point of order. We have a motion on the floor.
Yeah, but the motion is out of order because it's a special budget meeting.
So it says this is a special budget meeting agenda when we approve it. I was asking for the guidance of the body as to whether you want to stay longer to discuss this budget further, or if you want to make a motion to approve it. I heard a number of people during the course of the discussion saying they appreciate the idea of the interim budget, so I'm not taking any position here. I'm asking for the body to speak to that question.
Then let's have second rounds of discussion. I mean,
what about the motion?
Yeah.
I'm saying your motion is not in order.
Well, can I argue why it is?
It's not right now.
Well, I have to.
He has a motion.
I have a motion on the floor. So I think the reason it's apropos to what we're talking about is that we're talking about how to raise funds. Jerry was asking us, how are we going to raise more funds? So this was just a solution. It came out of the discussion of the budget. So I think that's a motion.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
How is it related to our budget? Maybe I didn't hear it right.
He's saying it's designed to increase listenership and support for the patient.
Can you let him finish, please? We have a motion on the floor.
Yes.
No, we did not.
The motion is made and seconded. Discuss the motion.
Can we repeat it?
The motion was to have the local station board support the campaign for $15 minimum wage in the union.
I appeal to the chair for a ruling that it's a dilatory motion.
It's a dilatory motion.
It's not on purpose.
On the work that needs to be done. I'm in favor of the motion, but I don't want to take 1 minute to talk about it today.
This is the last thing on the agenda.
I'm going to ask you to hold on to the motion. I don't think it's pertinent to what I was asking the motion regarding, which was the question of whether to continue this discussion and vote on the budget or not. So that's the current topic of the discussion. Are we continuing this meeting? Yes.
Is that a ruling?
Could I ask John, very briefly, is there urgency such that this cannot be discussed in our
There is an urgency because there's a movement right now for it. There are lots of things in place, and if the KPFK can sort of help get the information out about this, it would help the movement. If we have a news department, we might do it.
Unless somebody wants to overrule the chair, I'm moving the motion out of order, and I would like to have us discuss the question of whether to discuss the budget itself further, or if somebody wants to move to approve the budget or amend the budget.
I just said I'd like to have another round of a second round of conversation. And just as a point of information, I don't think anybody in this room is against this campaign, unaware of it, or needs to have a vote on it. Every programmer has talked about it. This is, you know, I don't get why we have to do this.
Let's have a conversation. Zuberi can do it.
Mr. Reyes?
The mic.
I would like to place this motion after our continue comment and then bring it up again.
Okay, alright, so without objection, we're going to continue with the back then on the budget. John Wenger, Kim Lawrence, and Vermont were the people who previously indicated desire to take further comments on the budget. Go ahead.
Yeah. As I understand, there's no financials since roughly last December, last time I heard, and I asked Zuber in the way out whether Nadia was inputting. I mean, he said, yes, she was, but she stopped on now doing some higher priority stuff. Now, I think that with regard to being informed about the budget, we need those financials. And I basically said, okay, I'll volunteer. If people don't know Great Plains, I spent half of my career learning complicated software systems. I will learn it, and after the board, I can be the instructor on how to use Great Plains. We've got to get this solved. And we need to train our people to do Great Plains as long as we're using it. Some are wanting to move to something else. But that is our rate-limiting step right now, and I think Nadia should be working on it if she can do it. When I met her, she was smart.
And then what happened?
She got reassigned to some other stuff. And with regard to replacing XP on the computers, I can install Linux on all the computers that need to have new software for free, and I'm volunteering to do it. And with regard to the NFC, the NFC is going to go ahead and do this thing. We, as a board, can turn in a new budget every month if we want, and we can send it to the NFC, and they can either tell us to stuff it or they can consider it. So I think that we should do this, and we should be informed. And, you know, the NFC can pass a preliminary budget, and then we can come in with more stuff after we're informed and give them more reasoned consideration. So that's my comment. I think that we should not vote on the budget today, but in fact should start studying this stuff really fast and get the input and get the Great Plains out so we can be properly informed.
Thank you, Kim.
What about referring
to the you called on the ledger?
Can I make a
motion?
After me. We have Kim Lawrence reminded and good time, and in that order, people are on the chat.
Okay.
Kim, go ahead.
I want to say again, or a different way, that what we have here is not based on any, you know, very much reality. I mean, we had a budget from the GM today, the IGM, showing a $400,000 deficit for 2014. We have a budget from the CFO last night showing a 661 deficit from 2014. That's a big spread. What is going on with these numbers? These financials, none of these, you know, very few of these numbers are based on reality in any way, including these projections. People haven't entered them. This is a problem to base next year on weak numbers. I appreciate Blueberry's enthusiasm, but enthusiasm is not going to balance the budget. We've had 3 years of significant deficits. 160 3 years ago, almost $200,000 the year before, and somewhere between $400,000 and $600,000 this last year. We started off this year with a negative cash balance, as you know. And I don't understand, when is the bubble going to pop, okay, because it is. And, you know, the various stuff. Well, we might have a capital campaign. It's optional. I don't know. Depends on if we need it. That money is in our budget every month as part of our income that we are supposed to be spending our bills on. So if it may or may not happen, well, that's $162,000 of revenue that may or may not happen, depending on whatever, and you can't just suddenly raise $150,000 because you have a bill due. This takes planning, and you're not going to get it. There's no way you can get it. So there's a lot of, there's just a lot of questions about how feasible this budget is and how it's going to work. And the only other thing I want to say is everybody is talking about donors, let's squeeze more money, let's call the donors, let's get more money. Only a few people have ever mentioned listeners, okay? They're the ones that we need to communicate with and get engaged, not donors, okay? We're less and less and less of them the more we pump them for whatever. I agree with
that. Thank you.
Yes, Lauren Grace.
Thank you. So I share in enthusiasm and hope, you know, because this has been a horse that has been beat to death for 3 years. I have seen nobody come up with any alternatives other than the treasurer and this side of the aisle. You know, I haven't seen no recommendations, no plan, other than
well, you know, this is ridiculous. This is over-optimistic. Where's your plan? Where are your alternatives? How are we going to join in helping KKFA become more sustainable, more prosperous, more relevant in the community? Where's your plan? All I hear is criticisms. So I'm going to share in this hope and optimism, because I, too, am a dreamer. So so two questions to the treasurer, to the chair. First question is, can we get an extension from the NFC in terms of submitting our budget, number one? The second question is, do we have to vote on this budget today and submit it by next month?
Okay, the fiscal year ends on September 30th.
Right.
The NFC is meeting, we already postponed twice after the KPFK budget. We're planning to meet on Tuesday night to take up the KPFK budget, and there are several budgets after. The KPFK budget is passed. We took a preliminary look at KPFA. The PRA budget was basically passed. So KPFK is remaining. PSW and the revised look at DAI. So in the next 10 days, the NFC is going to have to act together for the PNB to adopt a budget of some kind for the fiscal year that begins October 1st. I think a budget is always a planning document. It's not graven in stone, and the idea is that you have to figure out how to develop the income that's going to meet your expenses. I said what I thought during that early discussion. I think that a number of these expenses have to be considered provisional. I think what Zuber responded to was he was seeing the capital expenses as based on the capital campaign, not that the capital campaign was optional, but that the capital expenditure would depend on whether the money was raised. I think that the two major factors that have driven us into deficit repeatedly over the previous years were blowing the budget on premium and the development cost. And the commitment here again to change that budget has to be carried out in practice. And the other area is payroll and personnel. And I think that they have to anticipate that if we can't bring in the revenue, certainly because there's no other way around that. And how they do that is up to management. I had one other thing I wanted to say, which is that the development task force is underway, and there's about 20 people on it who have some history and skills in fundraising, development, and grant writing, and hopefully that will be manifested. I do think that the other thing I've urged the management to do is have a discussion with staff and personnel about how to apply the resources we have. So those, I think, the highest priorities for the staff at this point have to do with actually promotion, training, and increasing listenership. And I think people need to understand that their job depends on that. If we can increase the listenership, if we can increase the listener support. As far as the PPP money, the directive from the NFC was to budget without it entirely this year. There might be some money forthcoming eventually that was owed to the previous year, but the KPFK, we don't meet their criteria either for the size of our audience or the amount of money we receive to qualify for PPP funding, and won't necessarily increase our audience, our listenership, or our financial support of both.
I'm sorry.
You already spoke twice. The next
I have good info. Just take it here real quick.
Okay, good.
Going back to what I said to Zubri and what he said to me, Nadia has been redirected to stop putting information into Great Plains and instead do Jessica's job until Jessica comes back on the thing here. I think our discussion here needs to be informed by the financials. That's the rate limiting thing here, so I suggest that we ask Zuberry in the nicest way possible to get people assigned to getting the data input to Great Plains so we get the financials, so we can finally have the actuals, so we can make a rational budget. That's the most critical thing that needs to be done, and I think, and I just propose this, not yet as a motion, but if I'm almost ready to make a motion to do that, I think this needs to be done immediately.
Why not QuickBooks? Why just
bring it? It
takes
time.
No, it doesn't.
That would require a process change. It's probably a good idea, but it would take a process change.
I hope it can
still be. We already own the Great Plains.
Okay, so I think we're in time again. Can I go forward? Yeah, okay.
Just briefly again, let me reiterate. Last month made a comment about we had no plan. We asked for audit for over a year. I mean, it's not just a new thing. I, for one, if you want some plans, we both got to get, number one, accurate, reliable, dependable information. We can't approve this, at least I can't approve this budget, with limited insufficient information. It is wholly inadequate, wholly defective, what has been presented to us in this budget statement. But at the same time, we need to try to work together on some ways that, on one hand, we've got to increase revenues, but also we've got to cut these expenditures. For example, I, for one, would advocate that we cut the salaries of all the administrators, the amount to be determined, 10% or greater, 20% if necessary, all the way down to those that are covered by a collective bargaining. We should try at least one of these fundraisers because they're killing us and we're losing people on this. Stop offering premiums. Just try one of these fundraisers with no premiums. We could complete this audit and get the request back to them on the hope that they will fund it. Every expenditure, over $100, needs to be accounted for. This is one of the things that I'm shocked and very undecided about this, that we're going back to what has been happening in previous years. Monies are going out, and they're not being, they're under $5,000, it's okay. $5,000 here, $5,000 there, then before you know it, we've got some sufficient expenditures. We should suspend to what extent we can any capital expenditures for this year. The community special event, development expenses, administrative expenses, telephones. I mean, are we monitoring where these phones are going? It's a whopping $80,000. Repair, maintenance. I mean, maybe we could empty our own garbage can for a while and do some things that we do need to cut the expenses. It's not just getting more money in, but cutting these expenses out. We've been operating in a deficit, as Kim has pointed out, far too long now. Beyond, really, it's longer than the past 3 years, if we go back far enough to see this. So we can't just fluff over it. Anyone else? Okay, that's it. That's all I have. So we can't fluff over it and just rubber stamp this budget.
Okay.
It's wrong.
Sorry.
But that's what will happen.
His name was mentioned.
Just proposing to have an audit is not a
plan.
Can
you speak to the mic, please?
That's it. That's okay.
We
haven't done
it.
We get that.
We're
just
in the middle of an audit right now.
Hasn't
even
started.
Just to be clear, the year that hasn't been audited is 2013, and there's still different holes in the records for that are being filled in, and the CFO is trying to get that done. So that's forthcoming. That's not the 2014 budget. 2014, the problem I explained, the 2014 budget was never loaded into Great Plains in the first place. So that's also being corrected, and it's going to take some time. Separate issue. In any case, the only DPM planning we would get would be about $70,000. That was always for 2013. It's nothing for last year, nothing for this year. Chris, did you want to say anything on the staff? Apparently not. Run through some
My understanding is that whenever we make a budget like this, we are using it as a point of departure. There's been a lot of work on this budget. And we need a budget for now. So it's always a point of departure. And a month later, and a month after that, and a month after that, you're always checking. See, where are we now? Are we able to use the director, the manager of the station's optimism? And put that into, and let's see where we are a month from now and a month from there. I move that we accept this budget as a point of departure.
This, we can't. This is not a budget. This is a projection.
The budget is always a projection.
Yeah.
In any event, there was a motion made. Was there a second? I would appreciate if the members would listen for a minute and not carry a conversation on just for a minute. When we're voting on this, we should have the information that helped us to decide. We have a committee, a finance committee, that has to do its work. It hasn't spoken yet. It's wonderful to have optimism as a goal, but that's the plan. The plan is to be fiscally responsible and really understand what the budget is and correct it and produce a budget, not a projection that is inaccurate. Now, I served last year on the NFC, the National Finance Committee, and our KPFK budget that was submitted by the GM at that time was inaccurate. Let's change that by acting responsibly and vote when it is time, not simply because someone on one side of the table or the other has decided that it's time to vote. This is not time. We heard the IGM say it is not ready. We just got it. We just got a modification yesterday. Let's really understand what's happening. That would be the plan, to be responsible. Thank you. Okay, any additional comments for the time of the motion? No? Seeing none, we'll go to the motion. Want to restate your motion?
Is everyone present?
Everyone present?
What motion are you
making? Someone just go off the vote.
Sure.
I got it right.
Go ahead. The Secretary is going to read the motion.
Specious Fact moved to accept this budget as a point of departure.
Move to amend.
Okay. Yes?
Amendment is moved to refer this budget to the Finance Committee.
Okay, I'll consider that a substitute. That's a substitute, not a substitute amendment. So the substitute motion is on the floor. There's a motion to refer this budget to the Finance Committee.
I'll second that.
Second it. Any discussion of that motion? Okay. Seeing no discussion, we'll vote on it. All those in favor of...
When is the Finance Committee meeting again?
Finance Committee meeting Tuesday. We're scheduled to consider the cable offset budget.
Our Finance Committee, right?
Our Finance Committee is not meeting
again.
The next local Finance Committee meeting is scheduled for the third Monday in October.
Can we meet earlier?
Tuesday.
Could we meet earlier? Our own Finance Committee?
We could. We could schedule a meeting within 10 days.
We better.
10 days notice.
Well, let's have an emergency meeting with the Finance Committee.
Okay, so substitute motion is still on the floor. The question of rescheduling the Finance Committee is up to the Finance Committee or the Chair of the Finance Committee. Figure that out when it can be held. Substitute motion on the floor to refer the budget to the Finance Committee. All those in favor, signify by raising your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
12.
Is that a follow-up?
Well, wait a minute. Can you do the election, please, completely? Was that unanimous, or was it?
Given how many hands on it, I'll have any objection to that.
No,
motion.
Please, I need a roll call.
Come on,
we don't need that. Let's just do it again. We can.
Make a long story be longer, Tim. Let's have a roll call.
Let's just do it.
If there's no objection, then
there is no objection.
Then
there is. I want to abstain.
I don't think you have to do that. You need to call for a call for
Robert's rules, if we adopt the substitute, then we vote on it as the main motion, because everybody knew what's going to happen. Yeah. Go ahead.
Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Lydia Bresson.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
Yes.
Chris Condon.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Fred Klunder.
Yep.
Dutch Mayor
left.
Michael
Novick.
John Parker.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spiestersbach.
Yes.
John Winger.
Yes.
Lamont Yakey.
Yes.
Well,
this quick question.
Go ahead.
Can we accelerate this thing? I mean, if the LSB is not going to...
Can you please announce the vote, please?
That's important.
The yeses are 13, the noes are 0, and the abstentions are 2.
Right.
Okay, so that's now the main motion. Mr. Winger?
Dr. Winger.
Can
we just accelerate this and get it out on the radio and make a couple of announcements on the radio so that we don't have to go through a 10-day wait for us to schedule a meeting? I mean...
No, we have to have a week notice, isn't that right?
That's for the FCC, for having the CPB.
No, we have to have an open meeting. We have an open meeting for us to have a week notice.
We can vote to waive them on a one-time basis.
It sounds to me like we're in a hurry.
So we'll deal with it separately.
Call for the question.
Yeah, so the main motion is now the motion as substituted to refer this to the LSB Finance Committee. Is there any objection to that motion?
To what?
The main motion is now the substitute.
Oh, I'm still going to abstain.
Okay, fine. So I guess...
We have to vote.
Yeah, people can vote to abstain. All those in favor of the main motion, raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
All those opposed?
Abstentions?
2.
So we're...
Thank you.
Meeting is adjourned. Okay, there were no notes.
I'm sorry, that's right.
We had a motion.
I agree. Mark, your motion is back.
Oh,
right.
On the floor.
All right. Real quick. I don't know where it is, though. Okay, this is the motion for the LSP to endorse the struggle of low-wage workers for $50 in a union and encourage programmers and staff working on news, calendar, and online visibility and general broadcasting to dramatically increase its coverage of the issues surrounding the fight for a $50 minimum wage in Los Angeles.
Any opposition?
Can you repeat that motion, please?
Because
I think I missed
them. It's basically to the LSP to support the campaign for the $50 minimum wage in the union and to urge.
The LSP to urge programmers and the county.
Obviously, I'm aware of this campaign. I'm urging programmers to do anything, okay. So I'm going to vote,
we'll take a vote by show of hands. In favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
unanimous by one.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Opposed?
Oh, one. That hand up opposed? Abstain.
How many abstentions?
Two. Blair and Coffin, two.
So
Dan Wayne's memorial is at 13,000 Venice Boulevard near Waldorf.
People, please dismantle the microphones at their table. Please dismantle microphones and unscrew the stands at your table. Lamont, could you do that?